Culturally, we know that religion right now is very confused. People of religion are confused over the purpose of religion. More and more are falling away and saying things like they can be spiritual without being part of a church and whatnot. Sometimes people think that religion is just simply a list of what we're supposed to do, rules and regulations. Others think that it's about being nice to people, that all we have to do is be kind and generous, and that we're really a welfare system. The church is out to help people who are in need. Others just simply think that it's a construct of our own making, that we need something to mark different points in our life for the sake of rituals or moments that are important to us. All of those may have some place in religion. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. The purpose of religion is what we are experiencing this Holy Week. It is God's pursuit of the human person and the lengths he is willing to go to get our attention, to win over our affection and our friendship, to be in communion with us. Sin has clouded our minds, our intellects, our will, weakened. And all that we see are just the mechanics of it all at times. That becomes our central focus. My hope, my prayer for you this week is that you will join me in trying to hear the story new. Try to block out all our own personal experiences of religion or whatever, and look at what God is doing. The God-man Jesus Christ. As if Christmas wasn't fantastic enough, God becoming man, now he enters into the human experience, and we relate so well with him in crying out, "Why have you forsaken me?" How often at times we have felt God has forsaken us. I ask you to join me this Holy Week in really focusing in on the purpose of religion. Our relationship with the living God, the person of Jesus Christ, who has given himself completely and totally over to you and I.